This message is brought to you by Worship Radio 247. Please visit our website at www.worshipradio247.org, where you can find out more about us and listen to our live broadcast.
Worship Radio 247.
The Hour One Nugget on Worship Radio 247.
Our beloved, we are now at part 42 of Draw Close to God. And the word I'm going to bring you today is a very difficult word, because I believe it affects every single one of us, including me. And it's Jesus' teaching about anger. Now, I woke up this very morning feeling so angry. And everything I did, I was looking at something, I was looking for a specific thing on the internet. I couldn't find it. It was not coming up. I then had to go back to my main computer to look on there. I found it, then it wasn't loading properly. I mean, every single thing I tried to do, it was almost as if it was there to annoy me and frustrate me even more. And the anger and the irritation comes from a discussion I had with somebody yesterday. And this person said some very hurtful things, and I began to look at myself to see whether what they were saying was in fact true. And I felt it wasn't. It wasn't justified. And I also felt it was very judgmental, and that just made me more angry. Angry and upset in equal measure. Jesus says this about anger. In Matthew, the 5th chapter, from verse 21, he says, "You have heard that our ancestors were told, 'You must not murder. If you commit murder, you are subject to judgment.'" I'd agree with that. You kill someone, you go to court, and you go to prison for life. I'm with that. Then Jesus says this, "But I say, if you are even angry with someone, you are subject to judgment. If you call someone an idiot, you are in danger of being brought before the court. And if you curse someone, you are in danger of the fires of hell." I'm not going to move forward. I'm not going to move past this verse until I get this right with my Heavenly Father. And I do it publicly, and I do it for a reason, because I need you to know that I am subject to this just as you are. And I am wrong sometimes just as you are. And whatever this person said to me, whatever this person decided to throw at me, I've got to let it go. I've got to let it go now in Jesus' name. Father, I pray in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you know who I'm talking about. And Lord, I readily forgive this person. With my will, I readily forgive this person. And Father, I ask for your forgiveness now in Jesus' name for being angry and being frustrated. Forgive me, Father, I pray in Jesus' name. So if you are presenting a sacrifice at the altar in the temple, and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you, leave your sacrifice there at the altar, go and be reconciled to that person, and then come and offer your sacrifice to God. In other words, I want you to imagine this scenario. We don't have living sacrifices anymore. But when we sacrifice in church, sometimes we are sacrificing when we are worshiping. You cannot stand in the church and worship when there is someone there that you have an issue with that you haven't sorted out. You cannot possibly be praising God and worshiping Him and telling Him how much you love Him when there is someone that you need to be reconciled with, but you won't because that person annoys you. You won't because that person has hurt you. You won't because that person has rejected you. Whatever the reason, it doesn't matter. Jesus is so clear on this. So instead of saying, so if you are presenting a sacrifice in the altar, I'm going to change that to, so if you are worshiping in the church, and you suddenly remember that someone has something against you, stop worshiping right there. Go and be reconciled to that person. Then come and worship God. If you are listening to this broadcast and you are worshiping, yet there is somebody somewhere that you have an issue with, that you have a problem with, and you need reconciliation, but you're not prepared to do it, think again. Because you're listening to Worship Radio 247, and I believe you are worshiping Him in spirit and in truth. Yet He is saying to you today, no. Hang on a minute. You can listen to the radio station. Don't worship me, because what I want you to do is I want you to reconcile with that person. I need you to speak to that person and let them know that they are forgiven, or you're going to ask for forgiveness. Whatever it is, but you need to reconcile with that person and then start worshiping me. Because, says Jesus, that is exactly what I need you to do. Jesus goes on. He's incredible. When you were on the way to court with your adversary, settle your differences quickly. Otherwise, your accuser may hand you over to the judge, who will hand you over to an officer, who will then be thrown into prison. And if that happens, you surely won't be free again until you have paid the last penny. And at that point, he stops and begins another subject. In other words, I've said everything I need to say on this subject. And Jesus' thinking is this: I've told you. That's what it is. Get on with it. Do it. It is not an issue. That is what I'm commanding you to do. Verse 22, but if I say, if you are even angry with someone, you are subject to judgment. So there we have it. Three specific points of view here that are coming from Jesus Himself. If you are angry with someone, sort it out. If you call someone an idiot or someone is stupid, ask the Lord now for forgiveness. In other words, sort it out. If you're worshiping, but there's someone that annoys you, there is someone that you used to be close to, there is someone that you need to be reconciled with, then you need to deal with it. It's no good sitting here wherever you are and saying to yourself, this doesn't affect me. Beloved, at some point in our lives, it affects every single one of us. And I don't want to be judged. And I will never judge someone else. I don't want to be out of touch with someone when I need to be reconciled to them. Now I know that right now, the Holy Spirit is talking to you. I know that the Holy Spirit is whispering in your ear. I know the Holy Spirit is suggesting somebody that you need to be reconciled with. I know the Holy Spirit is saying, you need to go to that person and ask for forgiveness. You need to go to that person and forgive them. Whatever it is, I know God is speaking to you. I know it. I can sense it in my spirit right now as you're listening to Worship Radio 247, as you are hearing this message. I know that you have to be reconciled with somebody. Don't know who it is. Don't know the circumstances. I don't need to know those things. I don't need to know the circumstances. I don't need to know who it is. It's nothing to do with me, but to do with you. And I know the Father is speaking to you so clearly. As you listen to this broadcast, you can sense him. For someone listening right now, there is a phone call you've needed to make for a long, long, long time. Someone you have been at odds with for many, many years. And now the Lord is saying, pick up your phone. Pick up your phone and call them. Probably the most difficult phone call you'll ever make in your life, but God is urging you to pick the phone up, to call that person and to say, listen, and then say what you need to say. But before you do it, you need God's help. Before you do it, you need to listen to the Father, and he will help you as you make that phone call. He will help you as you reconcile with that person. That I know. I know that. And that's why I'm bringing you this word, because he wants to do that for you. Right now, we need to pray. I want you to say these words after me. Heavenly Father, forgive me for not understanding your teaching on anger. Heavenly Father, I'm so sorry. I have ignored this for so long. Lord God, with your help, I will be reconciled. Lord God, with your aid, anger is gone from my life. In the name of Jesus. Father, with your assistance, I will reconcile now to that person you are placing in my heart. In the mighty name of Jesus, forgive me if I've ever called someone an idiot. Forgive me if I ever have called someone stupid. forgive me if I have ever been judgmental. Give me a humble heart, I pray, in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. If this word has touched your heart, I would love to hear from you. studio@worshipradio247.org. And just say, anger is gone. That's all you've got to say. Because as I'm bringing you this word, there is no anger in me. There is just peace. Anger is gone in Jesus' name. And there's my testimony. Amen and amen.